Can someone touch the tail?
Touch the tail.
I've got the head.
Okay.
If I let him go, I'm in big trouble.
I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
Okay, so it's level 3 lockdown, and I've just been called to stables on the north coast for a black mamba under a horse box. But he's under there now, and flying there. I just packed the car full of bags of rubbish, going to the dump, and now this, I've got a full car already, so I'm going to struggle to find space for the mamba and his bucket, but we'll make a plan. Now it's hot day. It's been a little quiet. We've just had a cold front, but yeah, today's warm, and this should kick off the mamba mating season. It's winter now, and mating season. There should be lots of action, lots of mambas moving around. It's the time of year we're going to start seeing mamba males tracking down females, and when they bump into each other they fight, so it's like kind of fighting season for males. It's also a time where we can get multiple mamba calls from one property, which is always exciting. Maybe not for the homeowner, but certainly for me. But yeah, it's not really kicked off yet, so I'm hoping this warm weather brings it. Maybe this is the first of many. Let's hope.
Damn it, I was just climbing around the horse box when I heard movement. I looked up and it was about 6 meters in front of me. But as soon as I saw it, it's just ducked in a hole into a massive storeroom. So it's going to be really challenging now.
There's a lot of stuff.
What the hell, yes? You have no idea.
I'm getting an idea very quickly.
The guy helping me is taking his time. But there's so many boxes here, so many boxes and heavy things. And the mamba's probably in the corner behind everything, so we're gonna have to move everything.
He's in under one of these boxes. Stand back, I'm gonna have to knock it over. I think I might have hurt him. Damn it. I think I've hurt him. Oh. Watch out. Stand back.
They are coming outside, boss.
I can't let the tail go. Oh. Can you help me or no? I just need someone to move this box. It's fine, actually, it's fine. It's alright, you can stand back.
Okay, cool.
Oh, the big mamba. Good size. Can someone touch the tail?
Touch the tail.
I've got the head. It's in my hand.
Okay. Where's the tail?
You can even use the stick of water. If you just tap it.
Okay.
You just need some encouragement. Here we go. Hey, got him after all that. Yeah. And he's perfectly fine as well. Very good looking. I thought I'd injured him at first. But he was under a box and I moved the box. But he's fine. He's chunky. I can feel this little heart there. If I let him go, I'm in big trouble, sir. You'll hear bad language.
That was hectic. He slipped up my tongs. Just now I'm just busy navigating over all the boxes and that poo. What a place for a mamba to be.
Sure, that was quite a hectic one. Just hard work and fasty mamba, big one too. So I was moving all the boxes, there were so many. At first I thought, oh, could he get under one? I thought, maybe. But I thought it was more likely that he'd be behind one. And I'd moved a bunch. And then I moved this big tall one. And I just spotted a tail sliding under it. I thought, oh, it was quite close to me. Okay, so I had him. But then it looked like his tail got stuck under the box. And the way I shifted, I thought, oh, I must have hurt him. And I would have felt awful. But thankfully, I didn't. So I knocked the box over because I didn't know what else to do. I pushed it over. And then there he was, and he was furious. He was not happy about being chased around, not happy about his home being turned upside down. And I grabbed him with the tongs, but he slipped out so quickly. Doesn't really happen to me very often, but he slipped out, powerful snake, and then he went bolting. He tried to get outside between two boxes, so I grabbed his tail. The guys watching for me outside could see his head. I mean, I think they must have run. I couldn't see, but I assume they ran away, or ran back at least. So his head was on the outside, and I was holding his tail, and I just couldn't really get him. So it was a tight gap that he was in, so I could see I had to get one of the boxes moved. So I called for help, but I eventually just started moving it with one hand. So I had the tail in one hand, and with the other, maybe it was my shoulder even, I can't remember now, but I was moving this box. I eventually shifted it out the way, and then I had more space to work with. And after that, I managed to get him and just start pulling him more. And once I saw his head, I grabbed his head, grabbed it with the tongs. Then once he reversed, I grabbed his head with my hand, and then I had him. But then he pulled out, and I was worried I was going to hurt him again. But I quickly grabbed him, and then I tried to get help from the outside. One guy did come and tap the tail a little bit, but I managed to get my hand out from under the shade cloth. And I grabbed his body, and I just started pulling and pulling. And yeah, with the guy tapping his tail, eventually coaxed it. Eventually convinced it that outside is dangerous and he must pull his tail in. Soon enough, I had his whole body in my hands. So all sorted. I'm filthy, absolutely filthy, which is fine. I'm going to dump now anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Finally going to offload some rubbish that was around the house. And yeah, tired. Very tired now, but that was fun. Been waiting for the mamba calls, and at least one came through. And I'm sure it won't be the last. I mean, stables. So it's lots of stuff, for a lot of rats because of all the feed. And they said that they had a lot of feral cats around this particular shed that it was in, and they would have babies, but the babies wouldn't last very long. And then eventually the feral cats disappeared, and I think I know why. Quite obvious now.
This has been another real life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.